I'm Vicki Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. You know, you can find a link to Elspeth's blog about food, Diary of a Locavore, and also make your suggestions for stories right at our website, capeandislands.org. This week, an essay on the restorative power of chicken soup.
There's a flu going around. Hacking coughs, sore throats, noses running faster than the cheeks they crown. In our house, we're fighting it every way we can. With summer-dried teas of foraged blackberry leaves and rose hips steeped with local honey. With ice-cold smoothies made from last year's frozen peaches and mulberries. And of course, chicken soup. We started raising our own birds for meat 3 years ago. Our friend Drew raises pastured poultry in Truro. And one August day, he delivered 15 just-hatched Freedom Ranger chicks to the movable pen we built in the backyard. They ate and drank and ate some more. And 2 months later, they were ready for slaughter, full size. We killed and plucked and gutted them, froze them, and took a break from chicken for a while. There are 6 left in the freezer from this summer. 6 that I intended to measure alongside our hunger, to stretch along. But we've eaten 2 in 2 weeks. We need them now. The other day, I pulled out a bird and let it thaw. I unwrapped it from its plastic bag. I have searched high and low for a size of reusable freezer bag that fits a 4-pound chicken, like the silicone ones they advertise for berries and corn, but no one seems to have invented this one. And so I threw yet more plastic out and cranked the oven on and rubbed the bird with salt and pepper and oil. I cooked it until the skin was tight and bubbling and brown. We ate white meat for my older daughter and my husband and dark meat for me and my 5-year-old. After dinner, I pulled the rest of the meat from the bones. I set aside the extra skin in its own container. There's a salad I like to make with grapefruit, butter lettuce, and avocado, topped with crispy chicken skin. With the skin sorted and the meat pulled, I put the carcass on to simmer with scraps from the freezer. I dug out a jar crammed with carrot peelings and celery trimmings and an onion that had started to sprout. I left it to simmer until bedtime. Then to cool until dawn. The next morning, as the sun comes up orangey pink over the kitchen windowsill, I wake the girls for school, and while they breakfast, I make soup. I grate ginger, crack open a can of coconut milk, pour in full fat homemade chicken stock. Nina Plank's Real Food Cookbook reminds me that coconut milk is rich in lauric acid, an antiviral fatty acid also found in breast milk. This luscious soup, she says, is the ultimate cold and flu therapy. I tweak it a bit. I add red curry paste and rice and frozen corn. I thicken it with meat pulled from the carcass, salt it, and serve it piping hot. It soothes our throats and cuts into our coughs. It's time to order this spring's birds from the hatchery, I think. To raise on summer bugs and grass for another winter's colds. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find Elspeth's recipe for that irresistible-sounding chicken soup on our website at capeandislands.org, along with a link to our free podcast. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.